We are back with one of the biggest slates in a while. 10 games on the NBA schedule for tonight. It is Friday, March 24th, and we're here to break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three and the Key podcast.
One, two.
Welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. It's Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. 10 games on the slate tonight. I am ready to go ahead and forget about last night's crappy four-game slate.
Yeah, I got back a little bit of money, but I still lost a little bit, so it wasn't great. I think SGA would have had a career night, but he only played like 27 minutes. So
yeah, he, what did he get, 30 points in those 27 minutes?
Yeah, he put up like 48 fantasy points in 27 minutes. And he just said that game stayed close and he could have played, you know, 36, 37. I think he'd easily gone for 60, but
yeah,
didn't
it
work.
Sucks,
so
it sucks of all games. That one became the blowout yesterday.
Oh, I know, man. I wasn't expecting that, but
yeah,
it is what it is. So yeah, 10 games. Some of them are crappy, but we can talk about them.
Yeah, and whatever fishy thing is going on in Charlotte after last night's game.
Gosh, yeah, man. Three people left the game.
Everyone just leaving the game before halftime.
I know. Yeah, between illness, somebody cut their hay. I mean, yeah, guys just leaving, and now I have no clue who's playing tonight.
Yeah, of course, they play tonight on a back-to-back, but
yeah,
we can get to that one in a little bit. 10 games, I say we just jump on into this.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Jumping into it with the first game on the slate, we got the Indiana Pacers facing the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 12-point favorites. Get used to that because there are actually quite a few double-digit spreads on this slate with an over-under total of 234.5 injuries. You got Tyrese Haliburton, Chris Duarte, questionable, Peyton Pritchard, doubtful.
Yeah, I mean, I think this one comes down to Haliburton. If he plays here, I actually kind of like him, $9,400 on DraftKings. Before he, you know, got hurt, he was balling out before that. So $9,400, like the price tag if he plays. If he doesn't, I still think you can look at McConnell and Nembhard. McConnell's 5,500, Nembhard's 5,700. But like I said, I probably only really got interested in him if Haliburton sits again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely like Haliburton if he plays tonight. And like you said, Nembhard, McConnell, totally viable options if he sits. I also don't mind, just for price alone here, looking at Benedict Mathurin. He's down here on FanDuel at 5,300. I just feel like it's a pretty good price for him. He's played 28 and 30 minutes in the two games since coming back from his injury. Not attempting as many shots as I thought he would, but with those kind of minutes, I don't mind taking some shots on Mathurin.
Yeah, same price on DraftKings. I'm with you. I got no issues with it, especially if Haliburton were to sit again.
Yeah, definitely gets a little sweeter if Haliburton sits.
Yeah, and last guy I have a little interest in is Miles Turner. He did get a $500 price decrease on DraftKings, so he's down to 6,600. I know it's going against Boston, but still, I mean, that's a pretty good price here for Miles Turner.
Yeah, he is 7,500 on FanDuel, which I think is a little cheaper than he was last time he played.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely DraftKings, I like him.
Yeah, anyone else for the Pacers?
Nah, I didn't have a whole lot.
Yeah, I didn't
like
either.
I said, I think a lot's going to ride on whether Haliburton plays or not.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, because that point guard spot is pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
But we can switch it over to Boston. I actually don't mind the point guard on the other side, Marcus Smart. He has gotten, on FanDuel at least, way cheaper than Brogdon and Derek White. Derek White's 6,500, Brogdon's 6K, Marcus Smart is 5,600, so I'll take the discount all day with the starting point guard. Still playing massive minutes. Just put up 35 against Sacramento, 34 against Portland two games before that. So his last two games have been pretty nice. 5,600. Feel like that's a great price for him.
Well, I feel like he just couldn't continue playing as crappy as he's been.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
He's been bad. So it's nice to see maybe he's finding his rhythm here. So yeah, $5,500 on DraftKings. I'm right there with you. I'll go right back there. If he's starting to get hot, I ride him now. So.
Yeah, although I will say they are playing Indiana. Malcolm Brogdon lit up his old team last time they played him.
Well, that being said, see, did you say Brogdon's more expensive than Smart on FanDuel?
Yeah, he's still 400 more.
Oh, okay. See, he's $100 less on DraftKings. So Malcolm Brogdon at 5,400. Yeah, like you said, plus going against your former team.
Yeah, that's
I don't
nice.
Mind taking some shots. I don't mind taking some shots there either.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that. But I mean, like I said, on FanDuel, Derek White's 900 more and Brogdon's 400 more.
Yeah, Brogdon has been more expensive than Smart, but they finally dropped his price down, so now he's under him. So
yeah,
makes him a little more easy
but
to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, put up 45 on FanDuel against Indiana last time they played.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the big two here, Tatum. I mean, this is a pretty decent matchup. Tatum is 10-7, though, on DraftKings, so nice price to pay there. But you also got Jaylen Brown down here. If you just want to get one of these guys in some lineups, I mean, you could take the discount. He's 9,200. Like I said, I mean, even if this game blows out, somebody's got to be the one on fire. So,
oh yeah,
odds are Jaylen Brown or Tatum, one of those guys is going off.
Yeah, I mean, I would think at least one of those guys are going to do it.
Yep. I don't know what to think, but Robert Williams is $4,600. I know he only played 21 minutes off the bench, but gosh, man, if he could just either get put in that starting lineup or just get about 25 minutes, that's a fantastic price for him.
Yeah, I was looking at him too. He's 55 on FanDuel. I mean, he put up 16 and 20 minutes in the last game that he played. If he could, like you said, just get a few more minutes than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's intriguing, but I don't know what I'll do. I might throw him in just a couple if you're entering a lot, I'll definitely would throw him in a couple, but I'll just kind of see how it plays out. Maybe he gets put back in a starting lineup, but I don't know if he will yet or not.
It definitely shouldn't be too much ownership on him.
No. Gosh, no, especially with him coming off the bench.
Yeah.
But that's really all I had, Boston.
Yeah, that looks to be about it for me, so we can go ahead and jump into the next one. The San Antonio Spurs facing the Washington Wizards. Wizards are 7.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228. San Antonio doesn't even know who's going to be playing tonight yet. So, injury report. You got Devontae Graham, Trey Jones, Keldon Johnson, Doug McDermott, all probable. Zach Collins, Devin Vassell, questionable. Kim Birch, Romeo Langford, Jeremy Sochan, out. Washington, you got Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma, out.
Yeah, San Antonio, I mean, I think he plays.
No, I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
We got the injury prone guy out there.
Yeah, it's coming, though. I'm sure before too long he's going to start sitting down on every other game.
Oh, yeah, these are probably his last couple games here.
Yeah, that's what I think. So, but I don't know. The San Antonio team, it's tough to talk about. I mean, Trey Jones, 5,700 if he's starting. I definitely don't mind that. Devontae Graham's 4,900. I mean, I guess it depends on Vassell. Graham and Jones could start together. Who knows? But I don't know what they're going to do because you got to wait and see if Vassell plays or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a back-to-back, so I don't know if these questionable guys would sit or not because they usually sit those back-to-backs. But
right.
But yeah, I don't know.
I
mean,
clue what they're going to do.
It's tough to even figure it out.
Yeah, Pop's just getting to the point where it's hard to figure out what the heck he's going to do with his team.
He's just having fun with it at this point.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So, I mean, I don't know. Some of these guys, if Vassell plays at 6,500, I mean, against Washington, I don't mind some shots there. Kelton Johnson definitely got a little bit of a price bump here on DraftKings. He went from 7,300 to 7,900. So, I mean, he did put up almost 55 fantasy points against Atlanta in the last game he played, so he can absolutely get there. So don't mind it. I mean, the matchup's pretty good, and Doug McDermott is $3,600. So I don't even mind taking some shots there here tonight, depending on who's in and who's out.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
I just don't know even how you talk about this team.
I don't either. I mean, it's just I really don't know who's going to play and who's going to sit. I mean, I guess you can. These guys that are probable should be in for tonight, but
yeah,
I just don't know.
I mean, don't know what happens to Zach Collins. It's a good matchup here against Washington, but if Collins sits, you got Mamukelashvili. Yeah, down here at 4,800, who, I mean, all in all has been playing pretty decent here lately. So
even $4,800.
Yeah, even with him in there. So I don't know, man. This is just a team. I think you got to wait and see that starting lineup tonight to really grasp who's in, who's out, and who's starting for them. So,
yeah, definitely just got to keep an eye on that because they're. I mean, there's a lot to like some of these guys playing and sitting.
Yeah, I mean, this going up against Washington's definitely not a bad matchup, and some of these guys like Devontae Graham at 4,900, Doug McDermott 3,600. I mean, if some of these other bigger guys sit, I mean, you got some value here.
Yeah, definitely. So, you just want to start talking about Washington?
Yeah, just moved to Washington.
All right. Surprisingly, my favorite play is Porzingis here because he has somehow gotten his way down to 8,900 on FanDuel. Maybe they're just trying to get people to play him at this point, but under 9K for Porzingis, I can't avoid him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he is 9K on DraftKings. I mean, I'm kind of with you here. I just feel like he can basically do whatever he wants with everybody else out. I know the Denver game, he only played 22 minutes. So still had a great fantasy night for 22 minutes, put up 32 fantasy points, but I'm hoping maybe against San Antonio, you're getting a much better matchup here. So I'm with you. I like him too at 9K.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they aren't like limiting him now.
Well, I mean, Denver did, beat us pretty decent. I mean, the final score is 104-118, so I don't think they had any interest in even playing Porzingis there towards the end.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm hoping anyway, but I hope he doesn't go out here tonight and only play like 24 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, so, but a couple other guys who I don't think you have to worry about their minutes. I mean, you got Denny,
yeah,
who he did get bumped up 500, but still $5,900. I still like that. I think there's a little bit of value there. I mean, he'd still play 32 minutes against Denver. I think he's going to get all the minutes he can handle still right now. Corey Kispert's playing big minutes. He's not doing anything with it, but he's $4,800, just a little bit cheaper option, who's playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah, don't mind either of those guys, especially Denny. I do really like Denny, even at 6K on FanDuel. But, I mean, there's just – there's not many options for the Wizards, so
no, nope.
Someone's got to do it.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to be out there. Monte Morris, $4,900. I don't even mind looking there tonight either. I mean, like I said, this San Antonio matchup's a great matchup again for these guys. So,
yeah, gosh, I mean, Monte Morris is $5,300 on FanDuel, so don't mind that either. And I'm even going to name some dirt cheap guys you can look at tonight. Jordan Goodwin, 4K on FanDuel. He's put up 17 and 18 in his last two. Playing 17 and 19 minutes, so close to a point per minute kind of guy. If he could just get up around 20 tonight, I could be looking around 20 fantasy points. And then one more total shot in the dark, Johnny Davis, 3,600. He's finally a part of this rotation. He got 23 minutes against Denver. I would think they would want to throw him in against a team like San Antonio. So 3,600, I'll take some shots on him too.
Johnny Davis.
Yeah, it's crazy to think I'm playing him in fantasy now.
I mean, hey, yeah, it's if you got to find that value somewhere. Last guy, though, I will talk about is Daniel Gafford. He's $4,700. With all these guys out, I mean, I think his minutes are at least going to be better. Last game against Denver, he played 29 minutes. So with Kuzma out, Beal out, I mean, I feel like his minutes should be pretty secure here.
Yeah.
I mean, he played 29 minutes even with five personal fouls, so had he not been in foul trouble, he may have played even more than that. But $4,700, love this matchup going against San Antonio front court. So $4,700, I like that.
Yep. He is, where is he? $5,400 on FanDuel, so don't mind that either.
Yeah, still don't even mind that.
Yeah, but I think that's going to do it for me.
Yep, me too.
All right, jumping into the next, we got the Detroit Pistons facing the Toronto Raptors. Raptors are 13.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 223.5 injuries. Ton of them again. Isaiah Livers, probable. Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, Hamidou Diallo, Roddy Magruder, Isaiah Stewart out. Precious Achiuwa, Scotty Barnes, Gary Trent, Joe Weiskamp, questionable. Delano Banton out.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. With the prices and all on DraftKings, I really didn't like almost anybody from Detroit.
No, these prices suck. I mean, even just to start it off with these power forward center guys, on FanDuel, they got Bagley at 7K, Durant at 6,700, and Wiseman at 6,500. I mean, who am I even supposed to play at that point?
Yeah, I mean, there are there is one. Rodney Magruder, it looks like he's going to be out here tonight. And so you do have Isaiah Livers might be back. I mean, he's 5K if you want to take some shots. He was not good in his last game in that 20 minutes. But before that, I mean, he was putting up some decent fantasy scores. And like I said, you got half this team out tonight. So, I mean, somebody you could look at. And I loved Marvin Bagley on the last slate, but you also had no Jalen Duren. So Bagley got some backup center minutes too.
Yeah.
And now Jalen Duren's back. So I don't know if I want to pay $7,100 for Marvin Bagley.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of almost a team just avoiding.
Yeah. If I have to pick anybody though, I don't mind taking a few shots on Jalen Duren. He's $5,100. Before the last game against Miami, I mean, he was getting decent run coming off the bench and putting up some great fantasy scores. So $5,100, if you're looking for a semi-cheaper center, I don't mind taking a few shots there in some big tournaments.
Yeah, like I said, he is $6,700 on FanDuel. So
Yeah. I wouldn't touch that. But
I'm just avoiding all these centers.
Yeah, I mean, between Wiseman and Duren, Duren's about $1,100 cheaper. So, like I said, don't mind taking a few shots there. But that's really all I had, man. This is not a good matchup for Detroit.
Yeah, it's really just not all around.
Nope.
But jumping to Toronto then, I'll kickstart us on this one. I actually like OG tonight. He is up to $6,700 on FanDuel, which definitely can seem like a lot for him, but he is playing massive minutes. He's played 37, 36, and 35 minutes in his last three games. He put up 30-plus in one of those. It's a great matchup at that shooting guard spot, and could even get better if something happens and Scotty Barnes sits again.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what I read, Gary Trent still wasn't able to practice yesterday.
And
so
Gary Trent, that's
sounds
the other
like,
guy.
Yeah, sounds like he's probably leaning more towards doubtful. And then, yeah, if you get no Scotty Barnes in, that's even better. But yeah, I'm with you, OG. $6,400 on DraftKings, got no issues with that, especially if these other guys sit. Van Vliet at $8,700, if these two guys sit, I really like that. I mean, he just came off a 43-minute game against Indiana, so I mean, for Toronto, this is a great matchup. And I don't even mind taking some shots at Siakam at $9,300 with these guys out if they do sit. I mean, these guys are playing massive minutes right now. Siakam's finally starting to get back into rhythm like he was towards the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
He's been putting up some great fantasy scores over the last four. So, yeah, if Barnes and Trent are out, I definitely like some Siakam, OG, and Van Vliet.
Yeah, and one more guy, if Barnes and Trent are out. I know he was horrendous last game, only put up 10 fantasy points. But if he starts again tonight, I will have to take some shots on Will Barton.
I mean, yeah, it's I hate the fact that he got bumped up $1,000 on DraftKings. He went from $3,100 to $4,100.
Oh, see, he's only $200 above minimum price on FanDuel.
Oh yeah, see, got no problems with it there. He makes it a little tougher to play though, at $4,100.
Yeah, I only like him if he's starting though. If he's not starting,
yeah, agreed. Agreed.
But I feel
I'd
like
have
if
no
you're
interest.
If there's gonna be a game to get right, I mean, do it against Detroit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you. You could totally do it right here. Detroit.
He was so bad last game.
Yeah.
That though, I think that's it for me.
Yeah, I mean, if I land on some Jakob Poeltl, I got no issues with it at $7,200. The guy just put up 42 against Indiana. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's got a ceiling too. And if I land on him, I'm all good.
Yep. Definitely agree there. Next game on the slate, let's see. We have got another double-digit spread. The Houston Rockets face the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies are 13-point favorites with an over-under total of 233.5 injuries. You got Jayshon Tate out, Steven Adams, Zaire Williams out for Memphis.
Yeah, these teams did just play, and I played a lot of Houston, hoping it stayed close, which it did. So I'm hoping maybe the same thing can happen here. I ran some Kevin Porter in the last game. I'll go right back to him at the same price, $8,100. I mean, he put up 48 fantasy points. So I don't know. I think I'll go back there again. I don't mind that, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. These guys are still playing big minutes, even though, I mean, there's no chance for them in playoffs. They're still balling, man.
Yeah, I actually don't mind him or Jalen Green. They've both just been incredible.
Yeah, I'm with you. Jalen Green, $7,300. Yep, got no issues with him either. I mean, like I said, you're hoping this game stays close, but look, I mean, they kept it within a 5-point game last time, so maybe they can do it again.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, one of the last episodes, Houston's been keeping every game recently pretty close.
Yeah, if not winning a couple that I didn't expect them to win, so.
That's
but,
the
if you don't have anybody else, I am going to talk about Şengün.
That was the only other guy.
Like him here. Yeah. He only got bumped up $200, 7K, just put up 43 and a half against his team. I mean, it's a fantastic matchup still with no Steven Adams on the other side. So if this game can just stay semi-close and he gets over 30 minutes, I really like him at 7K.
Yep. He was the last Houston guy that I didn't mind either.
Yeah. But that was pretty much it. Just the main guys.
I think, it's kind of hard to trust some of these other guys. At least you're like,
Kevin
Porters. You know that they're going to be doing whatever they want out there.
Yeah, if the game is staying close, you know they're probably pulling 35 minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
but we can jump to Memphis then. Who you liking on this side?
Oh, I want to play Ja so bad. So do $8,900. I just want him to get put back in the starting lineup. But
he put up 36 in 23 minutes.
I know, against the same team.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm kind of just going to feel this out and see what they do with him today. If he does at any point, they'll get thrown into that starting lineup at 8,900. I love it.
Yeah, they talked about bringing him off the bench for a couple games, but he never.
Well, that's what scares me. Yeah, I mean, if he's coming off the bench, I don't know that he's going to see more than 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's kind of your issue.
Yeah, so like I said, that's one I may just kind of see what happens throughout the day, if anything comes out on him.
It sucks because point guard against Houston, and it's Ja Morant.
Yeah, and that's the problem with Ja. I mean, playing 24 minutes last game, I really don't want to pay $6,000 for Tyus Jones. I mean, he is coming down in price, but still with Ja back and Ja potentially probably still getting a few more minutes than what he did in the last game, I just don't know that I want to pay the $6K for him.
Yeah, they're close to just splitting it even at this point.
Right, exactly. So
yeah. I will say I don't mind looking at Tillman here again, 5,300. He stays around the same price every slate. I know he was terrible last game, only played 19 minutes. But, it's a decent matchup against Şengün here. And was he in foul trouble last game?
Yeah, so I looked it up. He got a foul right there in the first, but he still kept playing. Didn't do much in the second, but as soon as he came back out in the third, he picked up two personal fouls.
Yeah.
And then after he went out from that, he never came back in the game. So they had Aldama in there playing for a while, and then I think Jaren Jackson was running some down there at center. So that's what it seemed like to me, was foul trouble was a little bit of issue, especially starting of that second half. So
yeah.
I'm with you, too. He's 4,700 on DraftKings. I'll go back there again and hope the outcome's different because, I mean, he's had some good games, and 4,700 is pretty cheap.
Yeah, and, I mean, I don't even mind taking some shots on Aldama for even cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, I got no issues with that. I mean, I think two games ago he put up like 40-some fantasy points. So
yeah, he did. Out of
but, I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr., 8,200. It is a fantastic matchup. He's coming off a 59-point fantasy game against the same team. I mean, the good thing is with no Steven Adams, he is, you know, grabbing more rebounds, picked up 10 rebounds in the last game. So he's playing also a little bit of backup center. So I really don't mind him still, even at that $8,200 price.
Yeah, he's 9K on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's definitely a little more
he's
up
been,
there.
He's
but
been crushing it.
Yeah, he has. I'm telling you, with Steven Adams out, he seems to just be thriving.
I mean, he's the biggest guy on the court for Memphis.
Yeah, and especially these games where you get like Tillman, who's just not feeling it or in foul trouble. I mean, those are the games that Jackson goes off. So, like I said, Tillman could go out here tonight, though, and play 30 minutes. And,
yeah,
you know, he pays off his salary. So it's kind of 50-50 with him. But anybody else you like here?
I was looking at Bane and Brooks. You got Bane at 7,800. Did still put up 37 in the last game. It's a good matchup for him at that shooting guard spot. And under 8K is not too bad for Desmond Bane.
No, I was with you. 7,700 on DraftKings. So, yeah, I still got interest there. And Dylan Brooks, he was out on the last game serving a suspension. So now he's back 5K. Definitely playing a little better as of late. So I don't mind that either.
Yeah, my only fear with Brooks was with Ja back.
Well,
he's
you're exactly
the
right.
Dip when Ja Morant's playing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a good call there.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's been really good.
Yeah, it's one of those where, like, I don't go into the night searching out Dylan Brooks, but I'm sure if he lands in a few lineups, I'm okay with it at 5K.
Yeah, definitely. So, but I think that's it for me.
Yeah, my biggest thing was Ja. If like I said, if he gets put in that starting lineup, I'm all in. But if not, yeah, it'll be tough to play him.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on the Grizzlies starting lineup.
Yep.
But jumping into the next game, we have got another double-digit spread. The Charlotte Hornets facing the Dallas Mavericks. Mavs are 13.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 227.5 injuries. You have got, I don't even know what's going to happen with Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
Kelly Oubre.
No clue.
They all left the game. So I'm just going to say Terry Rozier, Kelly Oubre, Dennis Smith are all questionable. Mark Williams still out. Tim Hardaway Jr., Kyrie Irving questionable for the Mavs.
Yeah, this is another team with the Charlotte. I mean, I don't even know where you go. I feel like Terry Rozier and Oubre aren't probably going to play here tonight, I would think. But
yeah, I mean,
if something happens.
Them and what? Dennis Smith sitting.
Well, that was the thing. If
they have no point guard.
That's where it really gets. Yeah, I mean, because is Maladon
and playing?
I was gonna say, well, I know they at one point they were in the G League. Book Knight and Maladon. So are they even with the team?
I mean, the last thing I've seen is he got transferred to the G League on February 27th. Now, I know Book Knight's in the G League because he actually just went off the other night in the G League.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, so. I mean, here's the thing. If none of these guys play, but you get a Dennis Smith at 5,200 and he is good, because I think his was just an illness, so maybe he plays tonight. But 5,200, if Dennis Smith's just starting guard, yeah, I'm all in there.
Yeah, and if you have any of these guys sitting tonight, you got Savi Mykhailiuk down here at 3,800. Started the second half last night, put up 21 fantasy points in 29 minutes. So you got him down there. You got Bryce McGowan's down here at 3,700. He put up 20 fantasy points in 25 minutes. So those are probably your two most likely guards to get minutes if like a combination of Rozier, Oubre, Dennis Smith sit out tonight.
Yeah, Svi is $3,000 minimum price on DraftKings. Yeah, love that if these guys are out. And Bryce is $3,100. So both of these guys look great if the rest of these guys are sit here tonight. I do think you can easily look at P.J. Washington, too, 5,900. Yep. I mean, this is a great matchup for him. I mean, I know Dallas is definitely – Dallas was actually – their pace had picked up quite a bit when Luka was out because, I guess, with Kyrie, he likes to run a little faster. But now that Luka's back, I imagine they're going to go back to the slow team.
Yeah, they're super slow with Luka.
Yeah, that's what I said. Luka definitely likes to run it slow. But, no, Nick Richards, 5,100, like that, too, here tonight. So – this is actually a great team. If Rozier and Oubre sit, there will be a lot of value here tonight.
Oh, yeah, this is where all your value is going to come from tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I even think potentially you could look at JT Thor as a potential maybe get some minutes here tonight.
Yeah, he played 27 minutes last night.
Yeah, he's only $3,200. You can only play him at power forward, but still, $3,200 power forward. Like I said, this is talking about if the rest of these guys sit here tonight. And you know, I don't even know if Hayward will play. Who knows?
That's what I was I was looking at him, but I feel like if you got Rozier and Oubre and all those guys out, you just go ahead and rest Gordon Hayward.
Well, right. I mean, plus you're – isn't this a back-to-back?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they
just
play played –
back-to-backs? He's had to. He hasn't missed a game in a while.
Yeah. He's played back-to-backs. I just didn't know if
I just feel like you're not playing for a single thing anymore.
Right. And if you actually – you know, if you got Oubre and the rest of these guys out, then – I'm with you. They could end up sitting Hayward, too. So definitely keep an eye on this lineup because I think this is where you're going to get your value tonight.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just don't know what's going to happen.
Nope, neither do I. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, but I think that is it for Charlotte, so we can jump to Dallas. I mean, I don't even know what to say for Dallas.
I mean, if Kyrie's out, I will play Luka at 12K in some lineups. Yeah. I mean, Kyrie was out in the last game against Golden State to play 41 minutes after being out. I mean, he came right back and went in.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, put up 66 fantasy points. So, I mean, if Kyrie's out here again, I mean, this is a fantastic matchup against Charlotte. There is, I guess, a little bit of a blowout factor, especially if you don't have any of these other guys playing. But, I mean, like I said, if I land on some Luka at 12K with no Kyrie, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, definitely 11-8 on FanDuel, so don't mind that at all if Kyrie's out, but there's not too much here for Dallas.
No, I'm kind of with you here. I mean, I don't know what the lineup's going to look like for Charlotte, but there wasn't a whole lot else. I mean, yes, you could still take a few shots at Christian Wood if you wanted to if Kyrie sits, I mean, I think if Kyrie's out, though, that could hurt him even more. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The last guy I had a little interest in was Maxi Kleber, just because he's still playing really good minutes and he's $3,800. Yeah. But other than that, I'm with you. Didn't really have anything.
Yeah. So I think we can move on to the next.
Yep.
Next game on the slate, we have got the Milwaukee Bucks facing the Utah Jazz. Bucks are 9-point favorites with an over on a total of 236.5.
Oh, everybody's favored by huge points tonight.
I actually would have thought Milwaukee would have been double digits too.
Yeah, actually, so would I, especially with no like Markkanen and all.
Yeah, speaking of that, injuries. From Milwaukee, you got Chris Middleton, Myers Leonard, Goran Dragic, Jay Crowder out. Utah, you got Johnny Juzang, questionable. Jordan Clarkson, Laurie Markkanen, and Rudy Gay. Colin Sexton out.
I'll start us here, and I know he's been down, but if this game can stay close, I think Jrue Holiday could be the best play on the slate tonight at $7,200 on DraftKings. I love that price tag for him here. Like I said, if this game can just stay semi-close, I think he could have a great night.
Well, you got to remember, they're back to normal with no Middleton.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're also getting Jrue with no Middleton here tonight, so it's I don't know. I just think that's too cheap for Jrue. He was just 8K, and now he's $7,200, all because he's had two down games. But if you look at those games, the San Antonio, they destroyed them, so he only played 23 minutes. Yep. And, I mean, other than that, though, he's been 30 minutes or more in the rest of these games. So, like I said, I love this price tag on Jrue here. It's a great matchup against Utah. I got no problem going there, especially with Middleton out.
No, I definitely liked Jrue tonight. $7,900 on FanDuel, so not a bad price for him over there. Part of me was even looking at Giannis at 11-7 on FanDuel. He just put up 52 in 23 minutes against San Antonio, which is absolutely insane, and it's another fantastic matchup against Utah tonight.
Yep, agreed. I'm with you. He's 11-5 on DraftKings. I mean, if I had to pick 11-5 or 12K Luka, I kind of feel like I might like Giannis here a little bit better tonight.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think the no Middleton thing is actually bigger than most people think. So, yeah, I definitely like these two guys here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis is averaging 1.8 fantasy points per minute over his last five games.
Yeah, I mean, and the whole point is if this game can stay, you know, semi-close and he goes out here and plays 35 minutes, that's just, I mean, you're pushing close between 65 and 70 fantasy points right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, being that it's a 9-point spread right now, if it can actually stay that close, then, I mean, even nine
right.
points, you should still see over 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I know it does suck that no Markkanen.
It does.
That hurts him a little bit, but yeah. This is just, I definitely like this game. I just cross my fingers and hope it stays semi-close.
Yeah, hopefully. I will throw out a cheap guy here. Pat Connaughton at 4,200 with no Chris Middleton tonight is feels just like a great price for him. Playing pretty solid minutes. I mean, 27 minutes in the last game. Only 18 before that, but 30, 25, 21, 23 in the four before that. Like I said, no Middleton, no Crowder, all of those guys still out. So 4,200 feels like a good price for Pat Connaughton.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's 4K on DraftKings. So, yeah, I don't even mind taking a few shots on Grayson Allen. He's 4K on DraftKings. And, I mean, like I said, only played 19 minutes in that last game, but that was just a complete blowout. But
yeah.
He's a starter at 4K, going against a pretty good team here, a good matchup. So I don't even mind, you know, if his shot falls, he can beat that price tag.
You realize Joe Ingles is back in Utah.
Yeah, it's
not
funny
even that.
You
can actually
that.
Just play him.
Well, I was going to say, he's only $4,300. He was another guy I was going to say you can actually just play, but I just picked up on the fact that he's back in Utah. That's a good call.
Yeah, actually in Utah.
Yeah, he hasn't even played Utah this year at all. So,
oh, has he not actually played in Utah?
Nope, he has not played Utah at all.
So it actually could mean something.
Yeah, that's actually a really good call. You can play him shooting guard, small forward.
Not even that. Still, no Middleton, no Crowder. He's going to see over 20 minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, he has been, over 20 fantasy points, I think, in like the last seven games at least. So, no, even at $4,300 with no Middleton, I like it regardless, and you just gave me a little more incentive right there.
Yeah, I mean, it should be pretty cool for him to play back in Utah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he played there for a while.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. But so, I think as far as Milwaukee goes, I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that was it for me too.
All right, no love for Brook Lopez?
I mean,
it's insane what he's been doing.
Yeah, he's 7K. I was riding him for a little bit, but he did just fall off the map of that last one against San Antonio. I mean, maybe because Giannis was just destroying it in limited time. But
yeah,
before this, man, he has been killing it. It's not a horrible matchup, but I don't know. 7K, man, it's still tough to pull that trigger. There's a few other centers I think I like a little better.
Yeah, I agree. He is, where is he, 7,600 on FanDuel?
See, 7K on DraftKings. Are you playing Brook Lopez or Şengün for the same price?
It's actually kind of tough.
Well, I feel like if that Houston game could stay close,
yeah, Şengün could have more upside.
It's Şengün. But, I mean, yeah, it is. It's
now
a,
that,
it's a
now
tough
that
one.
You've asked me that, that's a lot closer than I thought.
Yeah, see, like I said, I'd probably lean Şengün and just cross my fingers that that game stays close. But
no,
you,
I don't blame you.
You could still have a blowout here too, and Brook Lopez only plays like 24 minutes.
Yeah, there's definitely there's a lot of blowout potential for a lot of these games tonight. But I'm hoping you know how a lot of these teams lose all their guys and then they keep it close. So I'm hoping that's what these games can end up being like.
Me too. But also, we've talked about it with these NBA players. I mean, a lot of them get on hot streaks, and then it just one day that hot streak ends, and I'm thinking maybe Brook Lopez's hot streak has ended, but that could means be. He'll put up 50 tonight.
Yeah, he will.
So
jump to Utah.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. I'm kickstarted with THT, Talen Horton Tucker here. Finally went down in price. He's 5,500 after two pretty bad games back to back, but 5,500. I don't mind him at all at that price. He only played 25 minutes in the last game, but I'm pretty sure he had five fouls. So, was in some foul trouble there, but I feel like it's a great price for him, and it's a good matchup too.
Yeah, he's still 7,200 on DraftKings.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, because I actually don't mind taking some shots at Chris Dunn, who's 5,500 on DraftKings. I mean, he's definitely been picking up some of those minutes and has been playing pretty good. So I don't mind that. I actually think that price on FanDuel was fantastic for THT.
Yeah, he was. I'm pretty sure he was like 6,500 the last slate.
Yeah, that's a great price. He's actually been in foul trouble the last two games.
Yeah.
So I think that has a lot to do with his minutes. But I mean, this guy, if he doesn't get in foul trouble, I know Milwaukee, normally everybody thinks Milwaukee's a tough matchup, but I mean, they've actually been giving up a lot of fantasy points to opposing point guards. So
it is
a good matchup. It's a good matchup against them. And I mean, he does have a ceiling. Just a few games ago, against Charlotte, he put up 63 fantasy points. So
yeah,
for FanDuel purposes, man, I think that's definitely somewhere I'd like to go take a shot tonight, especially at that price.
Yeah, it's funny because Chris Dunn is actually 500 more than him on FanDuel.
Gosh, really?
Yeah, I mean, some of their prices just never make sense.
Yeah, because I was actually looking at THT on DraftKings as literally just a play that I could play that probably no one's going to own tonight.
Yeah, not at that price.
No, but no
55,
one's.
5,500
is great. Imagine, right. I cannot imagine anybody's playing THT at 7,200 with him looking like over the past few games he's lost some of his minutes. So
yeah, definitely.
But no, Chris Dunn, I think, is also, like I said, look worthy of a look too at 5,500. So
yeah.
What else did I look here? I did. Go ahead. You can hit some.
Well, no Markkanen, so I will go back to Fontecchio here. 4,600 should be in the starting lineup tonight. He's very iffy, but I mean, he should get a decent amount of shots tonight. There's the starting lineup is not too appealing, so he should see some good runs. So 4,600, don't mind Fontecchio.
Yeah, and you do have, I know it's not anything huge, but you're not going to have Rudy Gay here tonight.
Yeah,
so
that was
another
one, yeah.
Probably, that's about 15 to 17 minutes that you're losing here tonight. So somebody like Fontecchio could even pick up more minutes with him out tonight. So 4,400 on DraftKings, I'm with you. I don't mind looking there tonight. And I mean, Juan Toscano-Anderson is probably even going to get some more playing time now with Rudy Gay out.
Yeah, because, I mean, Rudy Gay legitimately was playing around 15, 17 minutes.
Yeah, and, I mean, you have Juan Toscano-Anderson, who was playing around 12 to 15 minutes, the same as him. He's $3,100 if you think maybe he pushes close to 20 minutes tonight. I mean, it's just a punt play, but might be somebody you could look at.
It's either going to be him or Johnny Juzang has been playing double-digit minutes over the last two games.
Yeah.
But even if something happens and E were to sit tonight, that's even more bench minutes to go around.
Well, right, yeah. So
a weird team.
Yeah, it is a weird team. But the Fontecchio, that's a good call, like I said. And I think he gets a few more minutes maybe. Yeah. Ogbaji, though, is $5,100 on DraftKings. I don't mind looking there. This guy's definitely up and down, but it's still just a lot of usage to go around now, man, with no marketing out there. Yep. And last guy I will talk about is just Walker Kessler, $6,700. He actually came down $500 now, so I still don't mind this matchup going against Milwaukee as long as they can keep this game close. But $6,700, I don't mind that either.
Did you say anything about Olenek?
No.
I actually do really like Olenek tonight. $6,300, playing good minutes, around 30 minutes over his last few games. Milwaukee's let up a little bit at that power forward spot over the last seven games or so. And Kelly Olenek averages 34 fantasy points a game on FanDuel and 37 fantasy points a game without Lauri Markkanen this season on DraftKings.
Yeah, that's nice. He's $6,600 on DraftKings, so he got a price increase on that last game. So, but no, I'm with you. If I land on Olenek, I'm good.
Yeah, but that should officially do it for this game.
Yeah, I think that's all I really had.
Yeah, just keep an eye on everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good total. It just, like I said, hopefully Utah can keep this thing kind of close.
Yep, hope so. But next game on the slate, we got the Phoenix Suns facing Sacramento Kings. Kings are 4-point favorites with an over under total of 239. That's more like it.
Injuries, yeah, I love this game.
You got DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant out, Kevin Huerter questionable for the Kings.
Yeah, like I said, I think this is a...
Go ahead and kickstart us then.
Yeah, I think this is a fantastic game just all around. I mean, Devin Booker here, definitely one place I'm looking tonight. $9,600, but I love when you can get somebody like Devin Booker under 10K. I mean, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute, playing huge minutes right now, especially with no KD or Ayton on the court. I mean, just came off a 41-minute game against LAL, 36 before that, 36 before that, 43 before that, playing massive minutes. Yeah. Just the price tag and the minutes alone. I'll take Devin Booker all day.
Yep. I mean, it's a fantastic matchup. That shooting guard spot for Sacramento has been bad all season defensively. Last time they just played on March 11th, he put up 52 on FanDuel, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute over his last 10 games. Yeah, I'm all aboard Devin Booker train tonight.
Yeah, I mean, in three games this year against Sacramento, Devin Booker is averaging 55 fantasy points in those three games. So, I said, I really like this price tag, and especially just with no KD or Ayton right now, man. Him and Paul are doing everything for this team.
Yeah. So, do you like Chris Paul tonight?
Yeah, I actually do. He's $7,500 on DraftKings. That's nice. Another one here. Got no problem going with him. Even Chris Paul, he's not playing Devin Booker minutes, but he's still playing, 32, 33 minutes a game here over the last four. So, yeah, another just great matchup. Like I said, these guys got to pick up the slack now with those two other guys out.
Yeah, he put up 47 on March 11th, the last time they played Sacramento.
Well, yeah, I'll run his two in two games against Sacramento. He's averaging 53.1 fantasy points.
Gosh, then that means that other game he had to have. Oh, yeah, he put up 54 the other time he played.
Yeah, so like I said, this is a nice fantasy game right here.
Yeah, I'll go with a couple cheaper guys here, too. You got Torrey Craig. Completely lost him. I guess he's not a power forward. He's a small forward on FanDuel, $4,800. Playing pretty decent minutes. He's put up almost 20 or more in his last three. No DeAndre Ayton. A little more easier for the ball to go around, so it's a great matchup. Sacramento is terrible with that power forward spot defensively. Another guy out of nowhere again, TJ Warren, picked up 19 minutes in the last game. Only put up 12 fantasy points.
That.
Yeah, but I'm hoping with no DeAndre Ayton, maybe he's thrown in there a little more too. So $3,700, don't mind taking some shots on TJ Warren.
Yeah, I saw he finally started getting some minutes again too.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I feel like he should be
go
good
ahead.
Minute.
I mean, I kind of agree. I thought that's why they brought him over here. But yeah, I mean, Torrey Craig, $4,500. Yeah, he's I got no problem throwing him in some, especially just to get as a cheaper option. Center wise, Bismack, $4,900. He got bumped up $1,200 in price. I mean, you could definitely go there. I still think, I mean, I don't know that he's ever going to be really playing 30 minutes, but he did push 26 in this last game. But I also don't mind even looking at some Jock Landale at $3,700. I mean, he played 21 minutes in the last game too. So, I mean, if he could start maybe getting to where he's playing 20, 21 minutes, I don't mind taking some shots there. Just a dirt cheap center.
What's he on DraftKings?
37.
Yeah, 4,400 on FanDuel. They bumped these centers on FanDuel fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, Biombo took a nice jump too. So
yeah, 5,300 on FanDuel.
It's a pretty good matchup. So Biombo at 4,900, I mean, this guy has been known to go out there and get hot before. So,
well, I mean, his last two have been a little over a point per minute.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and it's nice to see that he did get up to 26 minutes in that last game. So,
yeah, if you can get him at 25 or more, then yeah, that's great.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyone else for Phoenix?
Nope, that's it.
All right, I think that is it for me as well. So we can jump to Sacramento then. I'll let you kickstart us on this.
Oh,
side.
Wait, real quick, did you like any Okoji?
I don't know what's happening with his minutes over the last two games.
That's the only thing. I mean, he's a $5,200 price tag. I like the price tag, but yeah, man, last two games, I do know the OKC game was foul trouble. He had five personal fouls in that game in 21 minutes. But the LAL, yeah, he looked like he was just, I mean, he didn't make a single shot in that game. So I feel like they just took him off the court because he was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad price, $5,100. But I think on FanDuel, I think I just take the $300 discount and go with Torrey Craig.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just want to get your thoughts, see what you thought. I don't know what's going on with him either. I mean, I'm chalking it up to maybe it was just one really bad game. But I guess we'll see.
Hey, you said guys on the hot streaks have to come down at some point.
Oh, yeah. No, you're exactly right.
He's come way down.
So, well, yeah, but he's been coming down for a
he's
while.
He's been coming down for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he was fantastic earlier this year, but now, yeah.
I don't know. He's such a weird player. I mean, he'll put up five straight 15 fantasy points, then drop 40.
Yep, he's all over the place. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
No.
But I'll let you kickstart us on Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento, like I said, I like this side too. I'm going back to De'Aaron Fox, $8,300. Love this price tag for him. Crap the bed against Boston, but, I mean, just before that against Utah, put up 57. I mean, this De'Aaron Fox, man, this guy's ceiling is there. So $8,300, man, loving that price tag.
Did you say $8,300?
Yeah.
Yeah, $9,200 on FanDuel, and I still don't even mind it.
Yeah, still don't mind it either. Like I said, it's not a bad matchup. It's a great total here. So yeah, De'Aaron Fox, man, I'm all in though, especially on DraftKings.
Yeah. I just realized there really was not a lot for Sacramento for me. Thought I had more, but.
Yeah, I got a few more. If Kevin Herter, I don't know what's going on. I know he's missed the last three games. If he does suit up here tonight, $5,400, I don't mind going there as long as he's not on any kind of minutes restriction. He's back starting. If he does sit though, I don't mind looking at Malik Monk at 5K. I easily think, you know, he could step in. This guy's up and down, but it's Malik Monk. He can go out there and get you a ceiling game or a floor game. But
yeah.
And really, I don't know. You got any thoughts on Sabonis?
He's up to 10-5 on FanDuel. And I mean,
yeah, he's 10-1.
He's been great. But
yeah, I kind of like him a little bit. But I mean, like I said, it's, I feel like we haven't talked about a lot of centers.
No, usually we're all over the centers.
Yeah, I know. And there hasn't been a lot of great center matchups here. So if it comes down to, and I got the money, man, I got no problem rolling out the bonus here. And just another cheap guy here, if you want to take a punt play, you can play him at power forward or center. But Trey Lyles, 3,800. I mean, this guy, he hasn't been quite as good since he came back from the couple of games he missed. But before that, man, he was putting up some decent fantasy points. And he was over 4K, so at 3,800, I'll continue to take a few shots there.
Yeah, like that on DraftKings.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, I think that was it. I think just keep an eye on that Herter news.
Yeah, definitely, because that's pretty important.
Yeah, but that's it.
I will say, jumping back to the Okogie thing, I actually think your biggest thing might be because Landry Shamet's back.
Yeah. It's funny you said
just
that.
Just those last while two we games. Were just,
yeah, while we were just looking at it, I mean, I realized that that you did have Shamit back now playing. I mean, he played 29 minutes in the last game.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's just played the last two games, and those are two games that Okogie's gotten his least amount of minutes.
No, I know. 29 minutes against LAL put up almost 28 fantasy points at $4,300, so maybe that's the play you look at.
Yeah, and he's been out for like 2 months.
Yeah, hasn't played since January 16th. I know. The fact that he went from 20 to 29 means to me he's got no minutes restriction anymore.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, he hit three threes. He attempted eight of them.
Well, that's what I'm sitting here thinking. Now, the more I look at it, I mean, this is a game where you're going to need as much scoring as possible because I think Sacramento can roll out there. So, I mean, it might not be a bad, you know, punt play. You can play him point guard or shooting guard on DraftKings.
How much is he?
$4,300.
Yeah, $5K on FanDuel. But if he's picking up those Okogie minutes, then.
That's what I'm saying. If they're looking at Okogie like, you know, you're not getting it done, then, yeah, it's not a bad little call there.
Yeah, it's definitely an intriguing one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I just wanted to point that out real quick because I think I figured it out. So.
Yeah, well, I'd seen Shamit earlier, but I didn't realize he was getting those kind of minutes.
Yeah, never
I
even
was thinking
dawned
he
on
was
me
just,
that.
Yeah, I mean, I knew he was back, but I was thinking he was only getting like in the teens, but I didn't realize he played that many minutes in the last game.
Yeah.
So, good call.
Yep, but jumping into the next, we got the Philadelphia 76ers facing the Golden State Warriors. Warriors are 5.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 235. These last three games are all pretty even, pretty close in spread. Injuries for Philly, you got Joel Embiid, James Harden, Jalen McDaniels, questionable. Only the two biggest guys. Golden State is your normal. Iguodala, Ty Jerome, Gary Payton, Andrew Wiggins out. They said Gary Payton's practicing. Looks like he'd come back on Sunday.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. But Philly, James Harden, and Embiid questionable. I don't really know what's going to happen there.
Yeah,
Embiid
if Harden
only played
plays
16 minutes in the last game.
Yeah, well, he actually full-fledged left the game, didn't he?
They were up by like 40 at halftime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, but they did
night.
Say, yeah, they said he had something going on with his calf.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if what's going to happen. If James Harden does play, though, I do like him here in this matchup. Another guard here under 10K, $9,500 on DraftKings. So good matchup here going against Golden State. I know he's been a little underwhelming the last couple, but still, it's James Harden. We all know what he can do. So $9,500 if he plays, I really like that.
Harden plays, I love him. $9,800 on
FanDuel. Yeah, see, that's nice too. And the problem is with Harden, you know, questionable and all, the rest of these guys have gotten priced up a little bit. That,
yeah,
I mean, Harden's really the main guy I like here tonight if he plays.
Yeah, if he does sit, though, don't be afraid to go back to Tyrese Maxey at 7K.
Yeah, agreed. Tyrese Maxey or Shea, I mean, huh?
All I said was he's been great the last three games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I actually think you could go back to Tyrese Maxey or DeAnthony Melton. Yeah,
he's put up
Melton
40 plus
six
in his last three.
In three. That's crazy. Melton is 6K, but he's paying it off right here. And like I said, if he's back starting again,
yeah,
because Harden's out, I don't mind paying that. And I don't mind the 7K for Tyrese Maxey if Harden's out either. So
yep.
I'm with you. If Harden's out, I don't mind those prices on those guys. If Harden's in, I don't know that I'm playing those guys at those prices.
I'm at least not touching Melton if Harden plays.
No. Agreed. Maybe I'll still have some Maxey in a few lineups. But yeah, Melton at 6K with Harden back, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, but the point guard spot is my favorite for tonight, so definitely got to keep an eye on that Harden news.
Yeah, and I will if Embiid's good to go. He is 11-8 on DraftKings, but, I mean, like we talked about, there's not a lot of centers I feel like we've brought up, so if I've got the money to pay up, I got no issues paying up for an 11-8 Joel Embiid here against this Golden State team.
Yeah, and if something wild happens and he does happen to sit, I'd have to imagine Paul Reed could pick up the start tonight. Or actually, no, usually they slide P.J. Tucker to center.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what they would do.
Too,
I mean,
they could be all over the place.
Yeah, they got Montrezl Harrell on DraftKings at $5,500.
Oh, then maybe they know something.
Well, it's crazy. He just got his price went up $1,200, and he's only been playing 3 minutes over the last, the last two that he's actually played, he's only played 3 minutes.
Well, I mean, he played 3 minutes in the last game against Chicago and then didn't even come in a game again until, what, February 13th, where he played 2 minutes?
Yeah, and then the last game,
March 2nd, he played Chicago, 2 minutes.
Right, the Chicago game was the last one where he played 3 minutes.
Sense.
But they bumped his – yeah, I don't understand why they bumped his price up like that.
Because they
That's
know
crazy.
Something.
Maybe they do.
He's $3,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah, if he's in the starting lineup at $3,900, that's amazing.
Yeah, the only way I'll play him is if Embiid's sitting.
Yeah, Embiid would have to be sitting, and honestly, I think Harrell would have to be in the starting lineup for me to pay $5,500 for him.
Oh, gosh, for $5,500, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not paying that unless I know he's starting and playing. But now other than that, yeah,
I'd have to look
we'll
at
wait
what,
and see with the Embiid.
Now I need to see what Harrell does without Embiid.
Draft but, Kings I mean, I do Paul Reed at $4,100, I mean, if something happens and he's putting starting lineup if Embiid sits, I definitely don't mind looking there either. But, I mean, if Embiid sits now, I mean, Harden becomes a fantastic play if he plays. And if Harden sits,
unless they both
I
sit.
Mean, now now I don't mind playing guys like Tobias Harris at $6,200 if you've got no Harden or Embiid. I mean, I got issues with those price tags.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if these guys sit, I don't know that other than the center spot, I'm not looking at a lot of guys coming off the bench. But, yeah, if Harden and Embiid sit, the rest of these guys, like your Meltons, your Harris, your Maxey, all of them look good, even if they're price tags.
Yep, agreed.
So, that's it.
All right, jumping to Golden State then. Who are you liking on this side? This one was tough for me.
Yeah, this one was a little tougher, too. I mean, the matchup's definitely better on the Philadelphia side. I mean, I still don't mind, though, taking some shots at these guys. Clay, his price has finally come down some now. He's back in a 6K range, $6,700. So I definitely like that for Clay. He's literally he's 0-1 game off another. But, I mean, I like that price tag, man, $6,700. So I'll take some shots there.
Yeah, $7,200. So not bad there either on FanDuel.
Yeah, and DiVincenzo, I know his minutes have been down. You know, lately, but he is $4,900. He's still in the starting lineup right now. I mean, I think it's worth some shots.
Yeah, they seem to just be giving Jordan Poole some more run.
Yeah, Jordan Poole's definitely getting some more run. I think Anthony Lamb is getting about, you know, 19, 20 minutes a night coming off the bench. I mean, he's $3,700 if you just need like another dirt cheap forward down here. But yeah, I am with you. I do feel like Poole is, Poole's definitely getting some minutes, and yeah, and he is only $5,600 here on DraftKings tonight, so maybe worth a few shots there too. Yeah,
yeah, that's they're really just not a lot for me. So if you got anyone else, keep going.
Yeah, I think Looney. I have some interest in Kevon Looney here tonight, especially if Embiid plays here tonight. I mean, I do understand that you can run the smaller team against Embiid, but I don't know. I just feel like Looney would at least play 25 minutes here tonight, and he's been playing pretty good as of late. So I think I kind of like that price tag at $5,200.
Yeah, it's not bad. He's 6K on FanDuel, so I don't love it there.
Yeah, I don't like that as much. But, I mean, for the most part, that was about it. I do think Draymond still got a decent price tag. I mean, about at 6K, I still think there's a little bit of value there. I mean, went off against Dallas in 25 minutes in the last game, but – price stayed the same, so 6K Draymond. I'll keep playing some of that, too.
Yeah, 7K on FanDuel.
Yeah.
But I didn't love this game too much.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely sounds like the FanDuel prices are a little more up, but
yeah,
DraftKings not too bad. So, any love for Steph? What's he on FanDuel?
I will say he is the one. He's $9,900, so under 10K Steph, definitely don't mind that.
Yeah, agreed. $9,700 on DraftKings. You know, just another one of these guards we're talking about. I feel like there's been a lot of guards tonight, some good guard plays. But yeah, another one under 10K, man. They're making it real intriguing tonight to play some of these higher priced guards. Yeah. They're in great spots. They're good prices. So it's going to be an interesting slate here tonight.
Yeah, should be. Usually it's all about the centers.
Yeah, that's good though. We can move on.
All right. Jumping into the next, tipping off at 10 o'clock. We've actually got three 10 o'clock games tonight and then one 10:30. But 10 o'clock, you got Chicago Bulls facing the Portland Trailblazers. Bulls are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 226.5 injuries. Alex Crusoe, DeMar DeRozan questionable, Javante Green probable, Damian Lillard probable, Nasir Little, Yusuf Nurkic questionable, Jeremy Grant, Anthony Simons, Justice Winslow out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot's going to come down to DeRozan. If DeRozan sits here, Zach LaVine, 8,800, I'll absolutely have some interest there, especially if DeRozan sits here tonight. And Vooch, Vooch at 8,500. I mean, I like that price tag as it is already, but if you get no DeRozan, I really like that.
Yeah, and if DeRozan does play 9,200 on FanDuel, still don't even mind that. Besides whatever that fluke last game was for Chicago, he had been on a tear before that.
Yeah, $8,600 on DraftKings. So, yeah, I'm with you. If he's in and good to go, yeah, I got no problem. It's a pretty good game environment here against Portland. So,
yeah. Another guy that I don't even mind if he does play, if he plays and starts, Alex Caruso, only because of his price, $4,200. It's not a bad price, and it's a pretty decent matchup for him. So, if he plays and starts, you could definitely look at him. If he does sit out again, though, Coby White up here at 5K. Don't mind that either.
Yeah, Caruso's down to 3,300 on DraftKings, so I'm with you. If he plays and starts, I mean, he's definitely not a good fantasy producer, but that's a cheap price for him. So
Yeah. Don't
mind that. I don't like the price increase on Coby White. He went from 3,600 to 51 on DraftKings. So yeah, Caruso has to be out for me to even think about that. If Caruso's back in, though, I got really no interest in Coby White at 5,100.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so for the most part, that's probably it. Just got the DeMar could be a big deal. I mean, the only other guy I could potentially see picking up some minutes would be Patrick Williams at 4,600. I mean, he's been pretty crappy as of late, but
yeah,
you could roll him out there if there's no DeMar, but that's it for me.
Yeah, I think that is it for me as well. So we can jump to Portland then. On this side, they got Shaedon Sharpe now in that starting lineup. He started the last game, put up 50 against Utah. He played 39 minutes. He's going to start and play those kind of minutes again. He got bumped up to 6K, which is crazy. But if he is playing those kind of minutes again back in the starting lineup, I mean, I don't mind it.
Nope, $5,400 on DraftKings. So, yeah, playing 40 minutes, if he's starting and doing that again, I mean, this should be a pretty good game. So I don't mind paying that $5,400 for him.
Another guy, keep an eye on that Nurkic news. He's questionable with a knee injury. If he does happen to sit, don't be afraid to look at Drew Eubanks down here, $4,800 on FanDuel.
Yeah, Drew Eubanks on DraftKings is only $3,400, so
that's nice.
I'm with you there. Definitely keep an eye out because I would imagine Eubanks, I would think, would be put in the starting lineup.
Unless they slide Watford down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could. Watford went off in that last game. He did get a price increase, though, of $700. He's up to 6K, so not quite as intriguing a play as he was in that last game. But, I mean, out of the last four, he's put up at least 30 fantasy points or more in three out of the last four. So he's paying off that 6K price tag. So only thing I don't like about it is you can only play him at the center spot.
Who, Trendon Watford?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only a power forward on FanDuel.
Yeah, see, that's it sucks that DraftKings won't make him like power forward center, but
yeah,
they won't.
Yeah.
Do you like Nurkic, though, if he plays?
I was looking at Nurkic. If he does play, don't think I mind him. 7,400.
I mean, he just played his most minutes.
Yeah, he's been great the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd absolutely go there. $6,500 on DraftKings. Yeah, just played over 30 minutes finally against Utah. And that was even pretty much a semi-blowout and still played 31 minutes. So
yeah,
I feel like his minutes are there now. He's back to playing normal minutes, $6,500. I don't mind this matchup against Vooch. So, yeah, I like him if he plays.
Yeah, definitely agreed.
But that's it. I don't think I don't know, but I don't really want to pay 11K for Damian Lillard tonight, really.
He's 10-3 on FanDuel.
No, that's definitely a different story.
Yeah, that's really not bad for him. But
nope, there that's are not, some good that's not bad for him tonight, at all. So. Yeah, there are. There's a couple of these guys just under 10K that I think I'll like a little bit better here tonight. So that's probably the route I'm going.
Yeah, agreed. But with that game done, we can go ahead and jump into the final game of the night. Tipping off at 10:30, you got the OKC Thunder on a back-to-back playing the LA Lakers. Lakers are 5.5-point favorites with an over on a total of 232.5 injuries. You got Shea. Made it sound like he was playing tonight. Anthony Davis is probable. Mo Bamba, LeBron James out.
Yeah, I'll start a Shea 10K on DraftKings, but only played, I do think he plays tonight. I mean, only played 27 minutes last night. Like I said, it was pretty much a blowout. So 10K Shea here. It's a great matchup going against this LAL team. So I got some interest right there.
Yeah, he is 10-6. 10-6 on FanDuel. Yeah, 10-6. Yeah, so
definitely a little more.
Still don't mind it, though.
No, it's not bad. I mean,
26 minutes last night.
We're talking about players like, you know, with Damian Lillard and Shea. Damian's 11, Shea's 10. I think I'd rather play Shea with $1,000 cheaper.
Now, if you're on FanDuel and you got Shea at 10-6 and Dame at 10-3.
I think, honestly, I may lean Dame because you still got no Simons. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know that Shaedon Sharpe is going to go out and do what he just did again necessarily. So, I mean, Dame's still going to have that usage. And it sounds like Dame, if they don't win games, he's going to be shutting it down soon. I was going to say, it sounds like he might be shutting it down soon anyway.
How far behind they are in the standings.
I know he did that interview a few days ago talking about he feels like he needs to maybe take his foot off the gas.
Oh, well,
something.
They're already 3.5 games out of just the last play-in spot.
Yeah,
this could be his last game.
I got to imagine if they don't win the next one or two, Dame could really be, you know, shutting it down for the season.
Gosh,
so,
yeah,
we'll
this
see.
Might actually be his final game.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, maybe he goes out here tonight.
He could.
A couple other plays here, though, for OKC. Lou Dort, like the price tag, 5,600. Been dog crap for two games, but maybe that was just he didn't play good against LAC. So definitely a better matchup here against LAL. But $5,600, like that price tag on him, too.
Yeah, agreed. And part of me didn't even mind Giddy again. I know he's had four kind of mediocre games, this four-game stretch, but it's not a bad matchup. And $7,300 is not a bad price for him. He put up 45 the last time they played.
Yeah, hanging around the same price tag on DraftKings, $7,800. I'm with you. I think it's just been he's just definitely been kind of cold here lately. But, no, I still don't mind taking some shots at him because, like you said, the matchup alone is fantastic.
Yeah, but that was about it for OKC for me.
Yeah, the only other guy, if you're looking – yeah, well, if you're looking for a dirt cheap center, we talked about it last game against LAC. I said maybe you get Jalen Williams, have one of those nights where he plays 25 minutes, and look, he played 26 minutes and put up 28 fantasy points.
Yeah, of course he did, because I put Olivier Saar in a flipping lineup last night.
But, I mean, that's what you're getting with this guy, but he stays at this price tag. He's $3,600. I mean, if he's the last guy in my lineup and I need just a cheap center, I don't mind throwing him in a few lineups.
Yeah, if they could just bump his price down on FanDuel a little bit.
Oh, what's he on FanDuel?
He's $5,300. He came down $200 from last night, but
I'm not touching that.
they won't bump him down any lower than 5K.
Yeah, I literally only bring him up on DraftKings because he's $3,600. So,
yeah, I mean, gosh, what
and
would
I feel
he
like
need?
You know. Well, I feel like he can potentially go out there and get you 22, 23 fantasy points, which is pretty good value at that price on DraftKings.
Well, I mean, on FanDuel to break value, he would have to do exactly what he did last night.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, that's close to his ceiling.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know why they have
I don't even like him on FanDuel, so I wouldn't even touch him on FanDuel.
And poor Paul Kuchevsky, I guess they're just done with him. Although,
yeah,
look,
he was
recalled from the G League this morning. 15 minutes ago.
Oh, damn. Wait, was he really?
15 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
He's going to play minutes tonight.
Yeah, he'll totally play minutes tonight.
Oh, I'm staying away from every single big
man on OKC now. Said it's definitely possible that he will suit up for the game against the Lakers on Friday.
Gosh, damn. You're throwing another big man into the mix.
Yeah, keep an eye on that, though, because he is minimum price on DraftKings. If anything comes out today where it looks like he's going to play and get some minutes, or maybe he even gets inserted into the start lineup, keep an eye on that.
It literally
that's
happened
a good 20
minutes ago.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All right, LAL.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and kick it off. Love D'Angelo Russell here tonight, $7,400. Another guard I think is just too cheap right now. And you can play him point guard, shooting guard. So D'Angelo, another guard. I know it's guards tonight, man. But him and De'Aaron Fox's prices, I feel like, are just too low tonight. They're just two great, two in two great spots here tonight. So
Yeah. What is Austin Reaves on DraftKings?
Well, here's the thing. When I was looking through and doing some research, Austin Reaves is $6,800, but over the last four games, he's averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute. And the last game, he just played 39 minutes against Phoenix. So it's you almost got to look at it.
I don't know what's gotten
really
into
think
him.
About it. I know, man, but he's killing it. I mean, 41 or more fantasy points over three out of the last four. And in the one down game, he still put up 29 fantasy points, but yeah, I know the price is up there, man, and it's just hard to see next to Austin Reaves, but he's balling right now.
Wait, so what did you say he was?
He's 6,800.
Yeah, he's 7K on FanDuel. That's pretty,
yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, that's tough to pull that trigger, man, but like I said, 1.3 fantasy points per minute over the last four.
If he's putting up 40 again, then...
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging right around 32, 33 minutes a game over the last four, so it's... I don't know,
even
man.
Starting
it's,
now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's in the starting lineup. So
it's
kind of interesting. I feel like, look at his ownership. I mean, I don't think you're going to have people want to pull that trigger and pay $6,800 for Austin Reaves.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is a good matchup. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of want to have him in a few lineups.
Oh, yeah, definitely have him in a couple. I will. Yeah. I know we've been talking about the guards all night. I will throw out a expensive center. I actually don't mind Anthony Davis in this spot, playing big minutes. He's put up 47, 43, and 44 in his last three. He's finally down to 11-2 on FanDuel, which I feel like isn't too bad. I mean, putting up 1.4 fantasy points per minute over his last 10 games, so don't mind paying up for AD tonight.
Yeah, and aren't they in the play-in right now?
They are the 10th seed, and OKC is the 11th.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. These teams need wins. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm with you, too. He's 10-5 on DraftKings, but it's a good spot for him. I know he's been a little underwhelming the last three, but like I said, a good spot. This team needs to win. OKC needs to win. So this is setting up for a really good, you know, late-night hammer game right
Whoever
here.
Whoever wins tonight can shoot up to the 7th seed just tonight.
That's crazy. I know. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's nice how close everything is.
But you know, LeBron is just sitting there waiting to see if he's going to be playing in the preseason, because it doesn't sound like he's going to come back unless they get to the preseason. I mean, the postseason.
They're already talking
preseason.
They're already talking about him coming back for the last couple of regular season games.
Oh, really? See,
yeah,
I wasn't
just
certain.
Came out yesterday.
I figured he was kind of wait and see where they sat. But if they're getting in the playoffs, I definitely think he's coming back.
Oh, heck yeah. But yeah, anyone else for the Lakers?
No, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. So that is all 10 games on tonight's slate covered. Keep an eye on all this injury stuff, because there definitely is a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah, sorry.
I
felt like we were talking forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 10 games you can only go but so fast.
Yeah, yeah, definitely though. It's definitely a injury-ridden slate. I do think keep an eye on that Charlotte news though tonight, because I potentially think that's where you could find a lot of value here tonight, so you can pay up for some of these guys. But other than that, you know, thanks for listening and good luck, everybody.
Yep. Thank you all so much for listening. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you could download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can. Anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3andKeyPod. That's the number 3andKeyPod. We'll keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight, because there are a lot of them. And that is going to do it for today's episode. So we thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3 and the Key podcast.